Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. And we've got an outstanding show coming up for you, but first we want to thank some of the sponsors that help make the show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Agency, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Daphne's Hottest Place for Chow, and the Waterfront Restaurant at Number 1 Yacht Club Drive. And we don't want to forget the Medicare lady, Miss Keisha Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And, of course, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion on Facebook or follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And you can always check out ScuttlebuttNetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. And coming up later on SBN, we will be joined by Marine veteran Patrick Jump from the Warrior Legacy Ranch. They have a big fundraising event coming up tomorrow night at the waterfront. And Patrick will get us up to speed on everything that they offer to our veterans and their families here in the local community. And a new tirade, Tom's tirade on protecting our mothers. You don't want to miss it. But first, it's always great to be joined on SBN by a great patriot and supporter of our veterans and their families. She is lovely, talented, and feisty. The lioness herself, Miss Jennifer Berg from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly. Jennifer, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your service to our veterans and their families.
Wow, Cal, that was a fantastic intro. I'm getting that put on a shirt. I love it. Thank you.
Okay, feisty.
Feisty, a little feisty, that's true. I have to be, because we have to have people that fight for our veterans, and I love what I do, so I'll take that garner any day.
Damn right. I was just talking to Philip here a while ago, and I said, you know what? I said, that lady has got such a great personality. But I said,
well, thank you.
And normally, but I said, if I was going to have a lawyer to represent me in court, I believe I would want her because I think she would be a bulldog.
Well, I try to be, especially when it's people like our veterans that need somebody to fight for them. And it's just, like I said, you've heard me say this before, Tom, and you too, Cal. I'm very privileged to get to do what I do. Not everybody gets to love what they do, and I do.
Well, we're privileged to have you guys, you and the other reps at the Gardberg and Kimberly facility working for us and representing the veterans. And we would like for you to talk a little bit more about it, the venue that we're going to have this coming Saturday over at the battleship. You know, back in the day, we called it the Blue Star event, but now it's actually the Armistice Day event there. Enlighten us a little bit on it.
Yeah, so it's Armed Forces Day, and it's this Saturday at the battleship. Everybody loves the USS Battleship. I love going out there. This is a perfect venue for this event. And Armed Forces Day will start at 8:30 in the morning. We'll have different vendors and VSOs for our veterans to come and talk to and, you know, see what's going on, see how they can help them. There's a lot that is out there for our veterans and they don't actually know about. And this is one of those good places where everybody can kind of gather in one place and you can walk around and see the different things that may be helpful in your life. And then shortly after that, at 9:30, we'll have our Armed Forces Day ceremony honoring those in the armed services, which, you know, as you know, my son's active duty now, so I love that this is a way to honor him and honor all of y'all. Then after that, we'll have a ceremony for our Gold Star families, which is very moving and touching. I love that one every year because it's very important to recognize the sacrifice that those families have had. And then after that, go ahead.
It's okay.
Well, I was going to say, and then after that, because that is pretty serious. After that, though, we're going to move into the fun part of what we do, and that's going to be from somewhere between 10:30 and 11, the Silver Wings Parachute Group will come down, and they're out of Fort Benning, Georgia. These guys are fantastic. We've talked about them before, but people who have not seen them need to come. Bring your kids. Let them see these amazing, just amazing guys. I don't know what else to say about them. And then after that, my favorite event, I must say, I've been out talking about a lot, is our MRE cook-off, and it is going to be fantastic. I will say we have a few spots left, so we need people to fill those spots up and go ahead and register for a team. And they can do that at the SAVC website, savc.info. Go to events, and you can register there. And we've got some great prizes, too, for the MRE cook-off. I will say we had Ergo Chef donate some just super chef knives for one of the prizes. We have some great coolers from Arctic Coolers. And I will say, too, the coolers are not actually going to be prizes for actually, you know, first place, second place. They're just a random prize for any of the teams registering. We're going to just randomly draw it, and whatever team, you know, is there, they will get, because they're four-person teams, each person on that team will get one of the Arctic Coolers, which I love.
Cool.
They're fantastic.
Yeah,
and they're Patriot colors. They're red, white, and blue, but they are fine. I tell you what, I really like them.
Yes, it's awesome. But, and we're looking forward to it. We have a team from P.O. Wilson Detachment, and the Jarheads will be there cooking, or they will. I'll be aggravating the hell out of them. But,
and I'm going to be with you aggravating them because I'm going to have a mic, which is pretty scary that day.
Yeah. You better hide that microphone. Don't let me get on it.
Well, I tell you what, you know, today when I was on the news talking about this, I get a little shout out because I think it's important that people maybe go look at Facebook and see we've got two competing jarhead groups. They're and back and forth about which one's better. But all these Marines are pretty spot on saying that they could be any other branches of the service.
Well, why not?
So right now, I'm just going to say I would love to see teams from every branch come out and compete and give these jarheads some competition because it's going to be fun. And, you know, I need a Navy team for my son. I know our active Coast Guard guys, they have a lot going out, but surely we have some Coast Guard veterans that could put together a team. Air Force, Army, come on, they need to come out and get them all a team so that they can do against you jarheads.
Well, Army just, you know, I don't know how they could come over there and cook. All they ever did was come in and relieve us so we could have R&R.
You're starting it up. You know, it's going to be something. Surely somebody's going to want to take that challenge.
I know, but I mean, you know, it is what it is. Bring it on. Well, I want to see some of those Uber drivers out there, too, you know.
Poor Navy guys. My son gets called an Uber driver for you Marines all the time.
Uber drivers, bring yourself on. Let's see if you could cook.
Well, you know, I was talking to one of my Air Force veterans today, and that he sure was bragging about how much good food they had.
All they do is go to the cafeterias. You know, they don't, and it's like a fraternal organization. They don't know anything about cooking and stuff.
You're such a Marine. Cal, I hear that you're not chiming in here. You're keeping quiet.
You don't have a chance. Goes. What are you talking about?
I agree with everything he said.
He agrees with everything. He's my difference. He's my backup.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, look, bottom line is this is such a great event, and it's such a way for people to come out, celebrate our armed forces, and really make that connection between civilians and the people that have served, which is one of the reasons why I keep telling people, bring your kids out there. They need to see this. They need to understand how important our military is and what they do.
And this is a charity event by the South Alabama Veterans Council, and the monies that are raised there for this particular event will be for veterans and veterans organizations. So it's not like it's going to do have a party or anything. So
no. And the SAVC does such good work and with the money that they collect. So people need to come out there and support them.
We're making donations every month when we have our meetings, and sometimes during the middle of the month if the need arises. Thank you for being on board with us again. Looking forward to seeing you out there Saturday.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow night.
So yes, we will. Guys. We'll be at the waterfront.
That's right. Thanks. Y'all have a good night.
All right, Jennifer. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.
And for more information, you can go to the other side on the Scuttlebutt Network. We shall return.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
No, sir, yes, sir.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Hey, and if you like to listen on demand, you can also catch our regularly aired shows on the FM Talk 106.5 app on your social media devices. And Tom Syrett is up on castbox.fm if you need to get your blood pressure going. And it's a pleasure to be joined on SBN by Marine veteran Patrick Jump with the Warrior Legacy Ranch. Patrick, welcome to SBN, and thank you for your service.
Oh, yeah, great. Thank you for having me.
Well, Patrick, it's a real joy to have you on tonight because I know some of our listeners have had questions about what is Warrior Legacy Ranch and how will it be applied and how is it actually working at this time, even though you don't have the complete facility in the ground and working. But I understand that is one of the things that's under control, but we need some additional revenue for that, for supplies and operating the capital. And also, I would think that's one of the reasons that Panetti Pete and the Panetti Pete Foundation and Nick DeMario and them are having this event tomorrow night over at the Waterfront Restaurant there on one number one Yacht Club Drive in Daphne, Alabama. So if you will, how about enlighten us a little bit on the history and the background of Warrior Legacy Ranch?
Yeah, absolutely. So Warrior Legacy Ranch started as kind of a dream between myself and another Marine that I served with. His name is Jesse Bergeron. He lives in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He's the vice president of our organization. But during COVID, we had a reunion with all the guys we served with, and we realized the big impact of being able to have reunions and get back together with the people that you served with. And as a result of that came all of the process and planning to put into place to build this 12-bedroom barn dominium home in order to allow veterans to come and have a reunion with the people that they served with. And my wife and I, we sold our house in Ohio, and we started traveling the country in a fifth-wheel travel motor home. And we landed back here in Robertson, Alabama. I lived here from 2019 to 2021. And we got back here and we realized that maybe we should have never moved back to Ohio when we left Alabama. We should have stayed here and did it. And we bought 20 acres out in Robertsdale because we realized this was the best place to be able to bring veterans in for reunions, being that Pensacola International Airport's right here, Mobile Regional Airport's here. So that's two options. Then we found out about Blakely Field, so now you have a third airport. So all the ways to travel to get people to come to the Gulf Coast for a reunion are in place. And the good news about that project is it's moving along, and there's a 4-year wait list. So that's over, to do the math on that, at about 40 to 50 people per reunion coming in. We have a 4-year wait list. That's about 10,000 veterans that we're going to be able to help in the first 4 years of our operation. So, but in April of last year, in April of 2025, so in April of 24, there was a young man who had served in the U.S. military, actually former Marine, made the choice to take his own life. And we realized that in Baldwin County, there are service organizations, there's VSOs, but there's nothing around the clock time that a veteran can turn to in a time of crisis to get assistance other than a hospital. And there may be some times that a veteran just doesn't feel comfortable walking into a hospital for fear that, oh no, that like I'm going to get committed to the hospital. Maybe they're feeling suicidal, and they just want to talk to someone. And so began this other project that Panini Pete and the PR Foundation and the Baldwin County Home Builders Association is helping us do the fundraising and the construction of it with. And it started as Baldwin County. It's kind of transitioned to the Gulf Coast. So the Gulf Coast Veterans Community Resource Center. And the plans behind that is to be a local community resource for not only veterans in the area, but their families, their spouses, and other veteran organizations that may not have a footprint or a place that they can carry out their mission without having to rent that place. So our facility will be, if you're a veteran service organization, you can reserve it and then not only use the building, but also use the 20-acre property for an event or a fundraiser or some veteran assistance project that they're working on. And it has kind of evolved into this greater, bigger thing of we're applying for a grant with Impact 100 where we're going to try to get funding to put in a community garden, finish digging a pond so that there's like just a nice, peaceful, tranquil place that you could sit around, maybe cast a line in there and catch some fish. It's Alabama, so if you put in a pond or if you have water, eventually the fish will come, even if you don't mean to. There'll be we got plans for horse fencing and a barn to go in. So it'll be a bunch of little pieces all put together on this property where veterans can just come out and be veterans and spouses can come out and get help and support with being a spouse. Tom, I know I've joked with your wife before. It's not always easy being married, but no. Then it's really not easy being married to a veteran.
No, and that's one of the biggest things that I see that I think would be beneficial with your facility there is the fact that you are including the spouses of these veterans. And I mean, if it's a woman veteran, I mean, her spouse, it wouldn't be a male. But the idea that you could get the pair of them there, and then they have the camaraderie of the other veterans that are there. And in most occasions, some of this will be there people they know from service. And then you also have the availability of some help for discussions and PTSD coverage and things of that nature. But you know what? If you don't save one suicide and would break up a one family, then as far as I'm concerned, it would be a very advantageous facility.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you talk about, I know you asked about like what are we doing now?
Right.
And so now is a lot of planning and a lot of progress. But one of the things that just came out of a fight from our organization was we realized that within the Gulf Coast Veterans Health Network, so the VA hospitals from Biloxi all the way to Destin, there was a barrier to care. meaning if you wanted treatment for massage, acupuncture, if you wanted to try yoga to deal with your musculoskeletal pain rather than taking a painkiller,
right?
You were required by the VA to take a veteran's whole health course.
What?
So if you're overweight, you could take a MOVE class, and MOVE was 9 classes, 9 weeks in a row, 1 hour per week. Or you could take a class called Taking Charge of My Life and Health, which talks about ending isolation, being healthy, being involved with your family. And those classes are during business hours. The class I was offered wouldn't even start until December, and that was as of a couple months ago, or as of last month. It was start in December, and that would be an hour and a half every Tuesday starting at 10:30 in the morning. What people may not know about me is I'm not in this nonprofit game to make money. I have a full-time job as well. So I would have had to have taken off work in order to take those classes. And that was just to get massage for some bulge discs in my back and some issues I have service-related, and trying to just get the muscles relaxed. Rather than taking the VA actually gave me a prescription for Valium.
Man, that damn VA candy.
So,
VA candy, yeah.
Yep, so rather than take Valium, I wanted to try a massage, and I just, everything I'm doing with Warrior Legacy Ranch, my background, my degrees, I didn't think that those classes were necessary. So I started doing some research, and I realized that the Gulf Coast's policy violated a federal VA policy that said you can't impede care for veterans. So that class, while I find value in it for veterans, I believe that veterans would benefit from taking those classes. It shouldn't be a mandate in order to get non-medicinal care. Well,
let us get these heartbreak in and get some word in here for some of our gracious sponsors that continue to work with us to help make this show possible. And we'll come back. We have another segment, and I would greatly enjoy you continuing your interview with us.
Yep.
We will return shortly.
Fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters, along with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
And we certainly want to thank the folks that continue to help make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, and one of our newest sponsors, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, and along with Miss Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady, and Daphne's newest eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number 1 Yacht Club Drive, the Charlie Wilson Agency, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And again, we are joined by veteran and patriot Marine Patrick Jump of the Warrior Legacy Ranch. Patrick, again, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your service to our veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, the VA policy, as difficult as it is to change a VA policy, a government policy, we pointed out that barrier to care to the VA, and we're able to get it removed. So the VA is in the process of removing that care. So now veterans will be able to get a referral from their primary care physician for holistic care through what's called the CIH program, and not have to take a class in order to get that type of care, be it massage or acupuncture or any of the other holistic cares offered under CIH.
Well, Patrick, you know, that had to be some of that woke crap that's all going on in the VA over the last, you know, 6-8 years or so, that some of our normal stuff has gone crazy about all these rules and regulations. And all it is doing is forcing the VA to hire some more people to sit on their buns in some little fancy office in there and make sure that you get a good grade on your little class before they can tell you to, you know, give you the okay to go to a doctor and get yourself taken care of. I mean, come on. It's stupid.
Yeah, and as much trouble as the VA hears and as much complaint as there are, I do want to point out that there are absolutely some great doctors, some great physicians.
I'll take that.
Great nurses in that facility.
I'll second that motion.
It's all the bureaucracy you got to jump through in order to get the care from those great people.
Well, for example, Patrick, you know, a regular doctor is going to see 40, 50, 60 patients a day. A VA doctor only sees 10 or 12, and it has to do with all the paperwork that they've got to do to dot the I's and cross the T's 9 times and then do it in 28 pages, 2 duplicates, and on 7 different computers before they can, turn loose and go check somebody else out. It's just government stuff.
And so some of the care that we're going to be able to offer at the Gulf Coast Veterans Resource Center, and again, like, thank you to the PR Foundation and Panini Pete, Nick DiMario, and the Baldwin County Home Builders for this. But we have a neurologist who's going to be volunteering her personal time to come and give Botox injections, not for cosmetic purposes. I know everybody wishes. I certainly need Botox for cosmetic.
Oh, I could set up a gallon bucket of it.
It'll be Botox for migraine treatment.
Yes,
treatment of migraine,
and that works, you know,
and it really works. It works great. I'm an advocate for it because I'm a patient myself. I feel like there was an old TV commercial used to say that it's not. I'm not just a client. I'm whatever, but I'm not just a founder. I'm the client too.
Right.
So we got a board certified neurologist to come do Botox injections for migraine. I got a board certified chiropractor that's going to volunteer his time to come do adjustments for veterans.
Awesome.
Free of charge.
Right.
All of this is for free to the veterans. And then I have 2 massage therapists that are going to volunteer their time. And we'll do about 14 massages. I realize that doesn't sound like a lot, but it'll be a sign-up list online, and you can sign up, and then the veterans will be able to come through the door and get massages. And these are the designs of the plan are on our website, but there's 4 10x10 treatment rooms that all of these projects can occur in. And then there's a 35x40 open multi-purpose room where we can do group yoga. The spouses, like my wife is an artist by trade. She wants to do like a veteran spouse sip and paint.
Cool. Yes, neat.
And just hang out. It'll be a place that veterans can come and hang out. There's no bar.
Thank you. That's what I was fixing to say. Thank God it's just not just a bar, you know, for the guys to come over and get drunk and leave and get 9 DUI tickets, you know. Come on.
Nope. It's just a place to come hang out and be with like-minded people, you know, other veterans. Or if you're a veteran spouse and you want to come complain about your husband, don't worry. We won't judge you because we understand.
Tell them to get in line. Yeah.
And ultimately, the goal is just to help people. That's
right.
All it's about is just providing a resource for veterans. And you know, I've talked to the people with the Warrior Bonfire organization. We're going to build this beautiful fire pit area out there close to the pond, and Warrior Bonfire can come and use that to carry out their mission anytime they want. I know the guy from I Got Your Six, that organization, he's welcome to come use it anytime. Vets Recover, John Kilpatrick in Mobile, that's going to be my certified mental health therapist. They're going to use our facility over here to reach Vets Recover.
Amen. Amen.
County.
What a blessing.
So
yeah. And well, it's all out there. It's taking a vet to put it together. And that, as you said, you're not getting paid. You're everybody that's actually working with this is on a voluntary basis. And therefore, The vets that come in there are not going to be charged anything for it, you know. I would hope that one day you would get approved by, you know, Social Security or something. And if people do have insurance, you know, and they want to use it, that you could utilize that to help sustain the facility. But, you know, that's not one of the criteria for the person coming and getting help.
Right. Yeah. We have some other forms of support for the annual operating costs. You know, we've estimated the annual operating costs at around $13,000 a year. And I mean, there's great partners out there, be it, you know, doing an occasional fundraiser at the waterfront with Panini Pete, or doing fundraisers with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos or the Pensacola Ice Flyers. The, you know, those sports teams, they let you go run the parking lots for them, and you get a portion of the proceeds from parking.
Sure.
All of that side work will generate the funds necessary to cover our annual operating costs.
Well, when you don't have 200 people there and all of the hoops to jump through for all of the super paperwork, you don't cause all that cost, so then you guys could do a better job.
Yep, absolutely. We're taking all the bureaucracy out of it, all the red tape. You don't have to cut through red tape to get to us. You got to drive down a dirt road, but we're working on that part too.
We was all raised on it. That don't bother us. Well, let me ask you this now. Pete and Nick are having this event at the waterfront tomorrow night. Is there still some openings for somebody that may be listening to us tonight that would entertain the idea of coming over there and buying a ticket, or maybe buying a raffle ticket and coming and enjoying this this special event? We'll also have a Vet of the Year. We'll be giving the award tomorrow night to what a great warrior and great veteran in our area is Lieutenant Colonel Lou Lartigue will be the Vet of the Year this year for the PR Foundation, and that's an awesome event.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see Lou. Every time I get to see him, there's always a smile on his face and a firm handshake, even for somebody his age. I don't know that I'd want to arm wrestle Lou.
No.
But,
you wouldn't want to get Lou Jr. on you.
Right. So you could absolutely still buy tickets. And if for some reason you're out of town or you're not going to be available because you got some other stuff going on, you can still go to the link. You can still support us just by buying a raffle ticket. And there's awesome.
I mean, what is this source that they could go to? We about run out of time here.
Yeah, it's the same link that you would use to buy a dinner ticket. You just choose a raffle ticket instead. And I mean, they got Van Winkle bourbon. There's a grill from Ace Hardware, a Weber flat top grill. There's paintings, there's artwork, there's a knife set,
awesome.
A custom made knife, all kinds of stuff coming on.
All right. Appreciate having you on board here. That event will be at the Waterfront Restaurant tomorrow night in Daphne on No. 1 Yacht Club Drive. And we certainly appreciate you taking the time to be with us and enlightening us about what the Warrior Front legacy is really about. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom.
All right. And we will return with the tirade here shortly. Stand by. You'll enjoy. This weekend, we celebrated Mother's Day, another one of those holidays brought to you by Hallmark, and which was probably only created as a reaction to the establishment of Groundhog Day, an equally nonsensical holiday. which only serves to put money in the pockets of the greeting card industry and the flower companies, which are incessantly hawked on mainstream talk radio. Not that I don't honor and cherish my mom and dad. I certainly miss them both. I just don't see how it fits into a national holiday, especially in today's world where many don't know who their dad is, where they are, or wonder which one of their two dads gets the card on Mother's Day. Regardless, Mother's Day makes me remember my mama and also reminds me that I can still miss her, even at my ripe old age. Wait, what was we talking about? Anyway, as a veteran, it also reminds me of all the mothers and fathers that are not home to celebrate the day with their families, the ones that are still guarding the walls of freedom in dangerous lands throughout this world. I am especially mindful of the families of our recently fallen heroes around the globe, and how painful it must be for those families back home to celebrate a holiday absent the guest of honor. One could only imagine the pain that most be going through, and no words can express my appreciation for their sacrifice. God bless. They are only the latest in a string of thousands of families whose mothers and fathers went off to defend freedom and never came home. Unfortunately, we are losing mothers, daughters, and sisters here on our own soil due to the purposefully dangerous acts of the Biden administration, including its open border policies, support for defund the police and the law enforcement, and its active encouragement of criminal illegal aliens being dumped in our cities throughout the nation. While we celebrate our moms who are still with us, we should not forget mothers such as Rachel Moran, the 37-year-old Maryland mother of five, who was jogging along the Ma and Pa Trail in Bel Air, a quaint community northeast of Baltimore, when Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez, an illegal alien, ambushed, strangled, and beat her to death. The details of her death are gruesome to say the least, but the fact that Martinez Hernandez was in the country and allowed to roam freely is equally as horrific. Apparently, this scum came to the U.S. after committing the brutal murder of a young woman in El Salvador just a month earlier in January of 23. Unfortunately, he was a very hard-working illegal, just like the communists keep telling us. Only his dedication was to criminal enterprises. We know he committed at least one other crime in the U.S. before preying on Rachel, as his DNA was found at the scene of a Los Angeles home invasion and attacked in March of 23. I guess he was too busy to get out and pick the blueberries for the soccer mom.
I can't wait until American women can't get blueberries for their smoothies.
And then there's the story of University of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley, who was brutally murdered by illegal alien Jose Antonio Ibarra while jogging on a pad near the university. Another upstanding, hard-working criminal, just here for a better life of crime. Ibarra entered the U.S. illegally near El Paso, Texas, and was, quote, paroled and released for further processing under the direction of the Biden administration. Another Venezuelan scumbag. His first reported crime was just a year later when the New York police arrested Ibarra and he was, quote, charged with acting in a manner to injure a child less than 17 and a motor vehicle license violation. New York officials then released him. What the hell? Before a detainer could be issued, according to ICE officials. A month later, he was arrested for theft, and he also had a bench warrant issued against him for failure to appear on an additional shoplifting charge. That is what you get when you combine open borders, sanctuary cities, no bail courts, and failure to comply with federal immigration laws. On the day she was murdered, Lakin's refused Obara's demands for sex and was subjected to a vicious death at this demon's hands, details of which are too gruesome to even recall here. Lakin fought until this monster crushed her skull and then dragged her body away to cover up his crime. Many of you may recall that he sat emotionless in the courtroom during his trial, where he was convicted of murder, but unbelievably was only sentenced to life in prison. What about the girl's death? There is a special place in hell for this kind of evil. Not only did Lakin's family lose a daughter and a sister, but Lakin had written about her future, including getting married and having children. Another mother lost to those demons. And while Lakin's killer will never see another day of freedom, her family grieves in a prison of their own. God bless them. One final example of how the Biden administration's policies have left streets nothing more than an immigrant jungle is the recent case of the group of illegal youth attacking the New York City police officers As the startling video shows, it was in the heart of Times Square where New York Police Department officers came under attack. The cops, walking the beat in that area, noticed about 10 to 12 individuals beginning to surround three others. The officers engaged the group and attempted to break up what appeared to be a Wolfpack-style robbery. At that point, as you can see on video, they were ambushed. Well, these illegal kids, who are no doubt have dreams, pelting the cops with scooters, basketballs, and other makeshift weapons. It has been concluded that this was a targeted attack, planned, deliberate, and carried out with intent. An ongoing investigation has resulted in the arrest of 11 team members of the ultra-violent Venezuelan gang, Tren de Aragua. Thankfully, the officers are okay, but the ambush highlights three things. First, these illegals, regardless of age, have no respect for our country or our laws. Second, as has been reported in some outlets, the gang is utilizing these younger members because there is a sentiment by the lunatic left in New York City that these suspects are too young. Are you kidding me? Too young for serious punishment. Indeed, police sources confirm that these young gangsters are well known to them, having been linked to dozens of robberies in New York since 2022. However, each time they have been arrested, they have been released back into the community to continue preying on our citizens. Another example of the failure of the previous administration to protect its own from these vermin by not locking them up. But from the Mother's Day angle, I am left to wonder, just what in the hell are these thugs' mothers doing? I know back in my day, if I got caught doing something even remotely as disrespectful and criminal as this, and I got let out by the courts, I wouldn't be doing anything like it before soon, because my mama would make sure that I didn't see the light of day, and I most likely wouldn't be sitting down anytime soon after I got to pick out my own switches. But I'm sure it's only because mom is too busy picking blueberries in the heart of New York City.
I can't wait until American women can't get blueberries for their smoothies.
These are just three instances of tens, if not hundreds of thousands of crimes committed by illegal aliens willingly unleashed on our nation by the O'Biden administration. What is truly damning is that so many of our mothers have lost their children in service to this country to protect our freedoms. Freedoms for which the communist left utilized to attempt to destroy our country from within. These mothers lost their loved ones who paid the ultimate price, believing that their sacrifice would make for a safer and freer United States of America, only to be sold out by the communist progressive leftists who hate this country. They deserve better. And under the Trump administration, our border is closed. Our streets are safer. And these evil demons are getting what they deserve in whatever hell that they end up in. And so, to remember their loved ones, I encourage everyone to come out to the Gold Star Ceremony at the battleship this weekend, where Alabama can remember its fallen. They sacrificed everything. We could sacrifice a Saturday. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton.
Where's your drill sergeant, man? Understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, yeah! That's the fact, yeah!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and streaming on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Here on board, Tom Claxton, Cal Walters, a couple of Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. Great tirade there, Tom. A lot of good information there. And, of course, it does tie into this weekend's events with the Armed Forces Day services over at the battleship with the Gold Star ceremonies. Of course, you've got the MRE competition that Jennifer mentioned. And we can't forget tomorrow, we've got the event down there at the waterfront.
Right, right. It's a really an unbelievable group of events going on this weekend, being the special waterfront restaurant event tomorrow night with Patrick Jumpin' his Warrior Legacy Ranch. But then Saturday event at the battleship is just going to be out of this world. with we were carrying on a bunch of stuff about the MRE cook-offs, but that's going to be a fun event because there's not much you can do with that junk. Then all of you guys that were in service, you know what we're talking about. There's nothing but goulash to start with. Once you all you can do is heat it up, you know. You could either boil it or put it in a pan or something and heat it up. Maybe you could put some spices or something on it. But I'm going to make sure that everybody's got plenty of crayons to go in with their mix and make sure they get the right spices. They got to use the proper golds and the reds and the crimsons, you know, to make sure that the spices are right.
Everybody come out to support the event, support those. Our fallen, remember our armed services, remember hero is not a four-letter word.
Hoorah.
Catch you on the other side.